JN, where are JN? Where are you going, Steve?
I'm making my daily pilgrimage to Lowe's. I figured out how much roofing material I need for this swing, so I'm going down there to pick up my metal. It's going to have a metal roof on it. That sound like fun? And by the way, the net went very well last night, bud. It was fun. And I mean, including poor old Glenn.
Well, if I had family up that way, I'd be a little concerned too, so. But anyway. So what else has happened?
Oh, I was just listening to the radio here, one of the talk shows, and I'm going to pass it off as a funny. They're saying it's the truth, but you know one of the bills that was presented from the folks in California, you know what it was?
Somebody was asking me a question. Say that all again.
Radio, one of the talk shows this morning, and they came across and said one of the bills that was introduced in Congress here very recently was quite interesting. You want to hear what it was? They wanted to rename, and this is supposed to be the truth, an actual bill. They wanted to rename the San Andreas Fault Trump's Fault. Can you believe that?
Okay, well, you know, whatever.
All you can do is sit back and laugh at those idiots that we call politicians. I tell you what. So, the net went well last night. How many total did you have check in?
59 or something. Hang on, let me look. The U2T listing.
Hey, good morning, Rusty. How you doing?
Well, just sitting around here trying to stay out. I was supposed to go help at the food bank today, but I have come down with a head cold, which I usually get about this time of the year when the pollen starts flowing everywhere.
The pollen gets to me just enough to make me sneeze every now and then. And there was some people on New Cut Road putting some hay out on their yard where they had just finished the construction on their house. And I drove through that stuff and I started sneezing. And I tell you what, I told a buddy of mine, Kevin, about that, and I said, don't sneeze in front of anybody, because I know he gets the pollen too, like you do. And he says, it's already happened to me. I started sneezing at work, and they were about to send me home.
And mine's a case of the pollen comes in, and then it starts stuffing up my sinuses. And needless to say, when it does that, it develops into a head cold. So it sits there and drains into my back of my throat, and I don't get any other aches or pains, no headaches, nothing else. And then for about 4 days, I have to take something like Dayquil to help break this up. And then once I do that, it goes away. Then I'm back in good shape. But I woke up with it this morning, and my throat was, you know, my throat was sore from the drainage overnight, so that's the way it goes sometimes. You been behaving yourself?
Absolutely not. And I can feel for you on the drainage thing. To see, I use a CPAP, and I don't really get any other symptoms except for just first thing in the morning, that drainage will you'll hear me kind of clear my throat out. That's from that drainage, and everybody looks at me and starts backing away, and I'm going, pollen. it's good to be cautious, but some people take it over the top.
Yeah, I don't know who I interrupted you were talking to. Who was the other fella in here? Come on back in.
10-4-RJN, this is John.
John was calling the net last night. Rusty said he had, how many check-ins did you say you had, John? 59?
You staying healthy?
talking all over each other, but yes, I'm staying healthy, and yes, it was 59 chickens.
That's a good Friday night. I bet you it's because everybody was staying home.
Which net was that?
It's 2-meter net.
Ah, okay. I check into that when I remember to. Last night, I was on a 40-meter net, and we had, let's see, on that 40-meter net, we started with 70-some check-ins. I don't know what they finished up with working the net and working contacts all over the U.S. So, and the world, because we had a couple of DX stations checked in last night, which always makes it nice. And yeah, we've been averaging something around, let's see, we had last month on the South Carolina single sideband net, we had 2,032 check-ins for a 31-day month. That's a big month for us. That's almost a record.
Hey, Rusty, what was that net on 40 you were talking about? 7-1?
Look, I'll tell you what, look it up, Steve. I'll give you a hint. Go to 3905ccn.com. That's the 3905 Century Club. I belong to them. I'm the secretary of the group now. And you can find out all the information about all of our nets. We have them on 20 meters. We have them on 40 meters. We have them on 75 meters. We got CW nets. We got PSK nets. We got RIDI nets. You know, we got all different types of nets on there, and lots of awards that you can earn through our group, you know, certificates and things, if you're into that. And I collect a few here now and then, but I've been a part of this group for almost 20 years now. Real nice group, and hopefully if everything clears up, we're going to be down in Louisville, Mississippi in July for our eyeball meeting. And one of the events of the eyeball meeting is we're going to get to go down, get a personal tour at MFJ headquarters down there, just below where we're going to be meeting.
Like fun. Now, have you ever heard those guys get on there and just get nasty on 30? That's 39 something.
Yep, know exactly where you're talking about. I know which group you're talking about. And I'd like to see, well, I can't say on the air what I'd like to see happen, but, you know, it's, their turn will come, as they say.
Well, they're on there all the time. Why doesn't the FCC do something about them?
You got to get enough documentation. And for a long while, the FCC has not had people to do that. And now that they've reinstituted through the ARRL, the system that we use to report things like that, reports are going in now.
That's all you got to do is get on a radio and start recording and listen to their call signs, and boom, there you go. I mean, it couldn't be any more specific or any more clear. And I tell you what, I buzzed through there one night and I said, hey guys, don't you worry about the FCC a little bit? And they all came back and said, bring them on.
I can tell you some things about that, but maybe one day if we catch each other somewhere where we can talk without doing it over the radio, I'll clue you in on a few things about that group.
Necessarily need to know anything about those guys. I don't, that's one little part of the band. I just kind of stroke over and keep on going. That's not ham radio to me. That's just a bunch of reprobates.
W days.
I don't know exactly what that means, but I tell you what, you know, for once, the FCC ought to do something that they're supposed to do. But in the meantime, John, when do you call next time?
Steve, I stepped away from the radio for a minute. Say again.
So when do you call again?
Every Friday night.
And that's for an indeterminate amount of time until you actually get started on trying to move your house, or are you guys going to go ahead and go and then just put your house on the market whenever?
This is a bad time to try to sell a house, and as far as, you know, sheltering in place, this is a much more comfortable place to shelter in place than an apartment somewhere, so we're just going to stay here for a while.
I made that comment about going on up there. Right now, it's a little bit difficult to get into North Carolina. You know what they've done, right?
They're stay-at-home order, lockdown, whatever. But I haven't seen too many reports of, you know, state troopers at the border, you know, turning people back or anything like that. But we'll probably just, you know, sequester here for a while.
Well, I know you guys want to get up there with the grandkids, especially your wife, but that's good for our net.
Here for the foreseeable future, anyway.
Yeah, David kind of cornered me on when I was going to start calling the net, and after last night, I just don't know if I will be or not, because I just don't know that I would have the patience for that kind of thing, you know, when somebody starts spouting a bunch of dribble.
Well, it's, you know, it's fairly easy, and, it, you know, it's fun to do, and they need some net controllers, you know. And a net controller controls, so, you know, I wouldn't worry too much about that, but I'd give it a shot if I were you.
I'd have to put on my best patience big boy hat before I could get on there with some of that stuff I heard last night. But anyhow, I tell you who's really good at it is Gary, K4DIOS. Because he runs that swap net and all that business, he's sharp. Of course, he's been at it for how many years now?
Quite a few. And he does the logging in on pencil and paper.
How about that? Well, didn't W4DJW write the program that you're using for the net call?
Very surely did.
Well, some folks like computers, like Dave, and some folks don't like computers, like Gary. And, you know, there's room for everybody. Hey, it's all good.
Computers more problems than they fix.
It's off to Gary. He can do it with, you know, old school pencil and paper. I can't keep up that way. I just can't do it.
Had a double there.
Yep. Hey, guys, I'm about to destinate, and I'm going to go ahead and jump out of here. Rusty, try to behave yourself today. John, just don't get caught. KN4, RJN, WU2T, KN4, VWA. I'm clear.
See you, Steve, W4NGU.
See you later, Steve, WU2T, and I've got to jump out too now. Clear.
KN4RJN, Steve, take care of yourself. Rest of you, too. I'm on back on out of here. KN4RJN, clear.
W4NGU, KN4VWA, just a little quick thing. I'm over here by your Lowe's, bud, right up the street. Why don't you come over here and buy me some metal? Bye. I'm clear.
I would, but I'm southbound 85.
Clear.
Yeah. We're sorry to fix a vault. We just had to fix my antenna. I had to call now because the 6040 solder was flux. I can't find mine. God, they charge a lot for that stuff with the real lead in it. Call the real lead in it, it really solders.